Llevar una vida cómoda suele ser un objetivo común. No queremos pasar dificultades económicas y muchos de ustedes no quieren que sus hijos lo sufran. Por eso intentamos brindarles una vida cómoda. Claro que no hay nada de malo en satisfacer nuestras necesidades básicas, y de hecho muchos de ustedes se satisfacen mucho para darles una buena vida de sus familias. Pero demasiada comodidad y riqueza en esta vida pueden dañar nuestro alma. Eso es lo que le pasó al hombre rico en el Evangelio. Vivió una vida muy cómoda en este mundo. No le importaban las necesidades de los demás, especialmente las de Lázaro, a quien obligaba a comer los restos de la mesa. Mientras el hombre rico vivió una buena vida, y Lázaro una vida difícil. En otra vida, las cosas se invirtieron. So living a comfortable life is often the goal. That's what we want to have. We don't want to have financial hardships, and many of you who have children want your children to be to not endure hardships as well. So you want to provide a comfortable life for them. Of course, there's nothing wrong with providing for our basic needs economically. And admittedly, many people here have sacrificed a lot for your families. But too much comfort in this life can harm our soul. And that's what happens in our gospel. This rich man who lived a very comfortable life in this world, we don't actually know his name, but he lived a very comfortable life in this world. He didn't care about the needs of others, especially Lazarus, who he may eat from the food that dropped from the table, and even the dogs would come and lick his sores. And while the rich man lived a good life in this life, and Lazarus lived a difficult life in this life, when they got to the next life, it was reversed. Dios no está en contra de la comodidad, pero está a menudo nos impide vivir una vida de sacrificio por los demás. Vivir una vida de sacrificio significa eliminar de nuestra vida aquello que nos impide acercarnos a Dios. Puede ser algo pecaminoso o simplemente un hábito que nos impide pasar tiempo con el Señor. Cuanto más riqueza adquirimos, más solemos confiar en nosotros mismos en lugar de la providencia de Dios. Por ejemplo, la mayoría de nosotros tenemos acceso a tecnología, teléfonos, relojes, computadores, tabletas. La inteligencia artificial se está convirtiendo en parte habitual en nuestras vidas. Cuando más tecnología tenemos y más la usamos, más dependemos de ella. Pasamos más tiempo con ella, con Dios, en la oración o presentando atención a los demás. Su uso también puede llevarnos a otros comportamientos pecaminosos. So God is not against comfort, but comfort often can prevent us from living a sacrificial life for others. And living a sacrificial life means removing those things from our life that prevent us from growing closer to God. And that can be something sinful, or it could just be a habit that we have that prevents us from spending time with the Lord. And the more riches we acquire, the more often we also start to rely on ourselves rather than the Lord and His divine providence. So, for example, many of us, we have a lot of different riches in our life, but one of the riches that a lot of us have is technology. We live in a world with lots of things with the word smart in it. Smartphones, smart watches, computers, tablets, all kinds of things that we use on a daily basis. We're also using AI more and more as a regular part of our lives. And the more technology that we use, the more we become reliant on it. It does the thinking for us, and we become obsessed with it. And we spend more time with it rather than spending time with God in prayer or giving our full attention to the people around us. And this can also lead, if we're not careful, to sinful behavior as well. So we need to notice it in our lives. Entonces, ¿estamos llenando nuestras vidas de comodidad y riqueza? Recordemos que podemos ser pobres económicamente y tener muchas cosas que nos brinden comodidad. Jesús quiere que nos sacrificarnos en esta vida como Él lo hizo en la cruz por nosotros. Él lo dio todo en la cruz, todo, incluso su vida. Estamos llamados a hacer lo mismo. So are we filling our lives with comfort and riches? Remember, we can be poor financially, but still have lots of things that bring us comfort. Jesus wants us to sacrifice in this life, just like he did on the cross for us. Jesus gave everything, everything for us. He emptied himself out for us. And we're also called to do the same thing, to imitate him. No vivir una vida de sacrificio tiene consecuencias en la otra vida. El hombre rico está una especie de purgatorio, aunque sería ligeramente diferente en el judaísmo. El hombre rico sufre por no haber soportado el sufrimiento en esta vida, mientras que Lázaro recibe consuelo en la otra vida por todo lo que padeció. En este momento, en este evangelio, el hombre rico no puede estar con Lázaro porque su alma no está preparada para eso. Esto es lo que nos sucede al morir. Existen tres destinos posibles: el cielo, el infierno o el purgatorio. Preparados para cada destino depende del amor que demos a Dios en esta vida y de la vida de sacrificio que llevemos. Ese sacrificio será diferente para cada uno. Dios sabe lo que podemos soportar. So now living a sacrificial life does have consequences for the next life. The rich man is where we would consider purgatory, although the Jewish conception is a little bit different, but a type of purgatory, if you will. And he's being tormented because he did not suffer in this life. He had a lot of worldly comfort. Whereas Lazarus is receiving comfort in the next life for all the suffering he endured in this. And at this point in the gospel, the rich man cannot go to where Lazarus is because the rich man's soul is not able to receive it. He might be able to go there someday, but he's not able to receive it at that point. And so that's what happens when we die. There's three states that we can go. There's heaven, beatitude with God, hell, which is kind of that complete separation from God because of mortal sin, or purgatory, which is being purified so we can be ready to see God in heaven. And each place really depends on how much we love the Lord in this life, how much we sacrifice in this life and do what he's calling us to do. And that sacrifice is going to look different for everyone. The Lord knows what we can handle. But we need to be prepared to be purified in this life. Debemos esforzarnos por ir al cielo. No solo esperar ir al purgatorio y llegar al cielo algún día. Qué hermoso sería purificarnos en esta vida para estar con Dios en la otra. Por supuesto, no podemos lograr solos. Necesitamos la gracia de Dios en los sacramentos. También debemos orar por las almas del purgatorio. Nuestras oraciones por los difuntos son importantes. En cada misa oramos por los difuntos porque ellos no pueden rezar ni hacer buenas obras por sí mismos. Es un gran regalo que podemos ofrecerles. So we should strive to go to heaven and not just be like, well, shoot for purgatory and then maybe I'll end up in heaven someday. No, that's not good enough. What a beautiful thing if we could purify ourselves in this life so we can be with God in the next. And of course, we don't do this on our own. We receive the grace of God in the sacraments, especially in confession, in the Holy Eucharist, all the sacraments, really. And we're also called to pray for all the holy souls in purgatory, because our prayers for the dead make a difference. At every Holy Mass, at different places, we pray for the dead because they cannot pray for themselves and also can't do good works for themselves. So it's a great gift that we have that we get to pray for those that have died. Como sacerdote, celebró muchas misas de funeral. En algunos casos, el difunto vivió una vida dedicada a Dios y en otros no tanto. Al final de la vida, ¿qué tipo de persona quieres ser? ¿Serás recordado como alguien que vivió su fe? Si no vives tu fe ahora, no es demasiado tarde. Arrepiéntate y sigue a Dios. No dejes que tu alma se corrompa en los placeres y las riquezas. So as a priest, I celebrate a lot of funeral masses. And for those funerals, sometimes the deceased are living that life that's committed to the Lord, and maybe others, maybe it's not as evident. But when you get to the end of your life, what kind of person do you want to be? Do you want to be known as someone who really lived their faith, really strived to follow Jesus, or not? If we're not living the faith now, doesn't matter what age we are, it's not too late. Repent and follow the Lord. Don't let your soul be corrupted by comfort and riches in this world. Strive to be purified in this life rather than the next. Esfuérzate por purificarte en esta vida, no la otra.